Farming Fish in Detroit. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Detroit Planning Commission recently approved the city's new urban agriculture ordinance. The action takes the city a step closer to officially recognizing the dozens of urban farms and gardens scattered across the city. The ordinance also defines the kinds of projects that would be allowed, such as farm stands, orchards, or greenhouses. Mercedes Mejia reports some residents are experimenting with aquaponics. It's a method of growing crops and fish at the same time.
Over here is our chicken coop. We have about 42 chickens and 4 ducks so far. You can hear the ducks. They're awfully loud and hungry, probably.
Noah Link lives and works in Detroit. His 4-acre property is on the site of a former elementary school. Imagine a small farm tucked away in the city.
So if you go a few blocks one way, there are huge historic mansions, and you go a few blocks the other way, and it's all run down, old shops, and total poverty. And we're right in between.
Link and his business partner worked on several farms across the country, so they knew owning a farm wouldn't be easy. But they're doing the hard work. On the land are different kinds of crops. He has some chickens, a beehive, and a young orchard of fruit and nut trees. They also have a hoop house to grow vegetables year-round.
And we've just built an aquaponics system to be able to raise fish in there, which I'll show you.
Aquaponics is a combination of hydroponics and aquaculture, growing plants in water and fish farming. In the hoop house, Link's system is a long underground tank for the fish. That's going to hold about 7,000 gallons of water. And raised beds above the tank where he plans to grow greens and tomatoes.
And it takes the best of both of those in a self-sustaining system. The plants grow out of the wastewater from the fish that just gets circulated with a pump. And they clean out the water to keep it safe for all the fish in the tank.
A lot of people who work with aquaponics raise tilapia. It's a fast-growing fish, but they're tropical and require warm water. So Link wants to raise bluegill and catfish. They can withstand colder water and save him potentially thousands of dollars in heating bills. He's also trying to fill a void. Detroit often lacks access to fresh produce, and Link wants to change that with locally grown fish and vegetables.
Really, I'm interested in showing different kinds of farming models that other people can apply either in their gardens or on bigger scales, and just producing as much food as we can sustainably here in the city.
But Link and others who joined the urban agriculture movement in Detroit have been working pretty much under the radar.
It's not really illegal. The only thing that's illegal is keeping farm animals, and we're not changing that quite yet.
Catherine Lynch Underwood is a city planner with the city of Detroit. She helped create the new urban agriculture ordinance.
And really, Detroit will, I think, be able to blossom and position itself as a global leader in how cities will feed themselves, as well as positioning ourselves to have impact on urban food systems.
The ordinance will go to the Detroit City Council and Mayor Dave Bing for consideration early next year. If it's approved, it could open the door for more fish farming in Detroit. For the Environment Report, I'm Mercedes Mejia.
You can see some photos of Noah Link's farm at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.